Oisin, from a neutral point of view, most people look at Kilcar and Gweedore as the two favourites to progress from both semi-finals, so both people would want to maybe see those two kept apart in the semi-finals. Listen, St Michael's last night, Oisin, got through by the skin of their teeth. As I said earlier, Colin McFadden was instrumental when the game was in the melting point. It was level, so it was. Time was up. Bird had the momentum. He got the ball in his own 45, worked a few 1-2s up the field, and put them a point ahead in the 64th minute. Between himself and Mark Anthony McGinley at the back, Mark Anthony caught a couple of balls last night, Oisin, that were probably dropping over the bar, you know what I mean? And that was huge, and a game where the margins were so fine between both teams. Kilcar today, Oisin, they seem to be in cruise control. They racked up 120. They're going well. They're back where they were last year at this stage as well. Both teams, of course, Oisin, met in the group stage last year. Kilcar beat St Michael's. Michael's didn't make it out of the group last year, but as I stated to you during the game earlier, St Michael's are missing three of their starting six defenders, and that's not going to be easy for them, Oisin. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the big thing that they'll probably look at now, how are we going to cope with Kilcar's pace? That's the question, because today, Oisin, Bundoran didn't cope with Kilcar's pace.
Kilcar will be happy with the draw then, their side of it?
I think they will, Oisin. Looking at I'm sure the Kilcar management team, Barry Doherty and the boys, would have stayed on and watched the game afterwards, and probably looking at that Gweedore team, Oisin. The bookies, I think, will have Kilcar favourites and will be favourites in a lot of people's mind. But I think after watching that performance day, out of the four teams that came through, Gweedore were the most impressive of the four teams that came through.
So what about the opposition for Gweedore in the semi-finals? Niamh Connell, who, apart from the goals last night, did a bit of scare against Kelly Beggs. Do you think the management of both sets will be content with their opposition now in the semi-final?
Yeah, listen, I'm sure Martin Regan was up here today, and from talking, I didn't make it over to the game last night by the time the game was finished in the Donald Park, Oisin, but from talking to people that were at the game, they reckon that Niamh Connell just did enough to get over the line. Like Kilcar today, they didn't go into top gear, and Hugh McFadden really threw everything at Niamh Connell, but it wasn't enough in the end. And listen, Niamh Connell and Oisin have a very good squad as well, and a nice mix of players, plenty of strength and depth. And listen, Oisin, we remember what happened here last year. Can you imagine being in the Niamh Connell camp now the next number of weeks before the semi-final? All they're going to talk about is why they didn't perform last year against Kilcar in that semi-final, and how they were whopped out the gate. And no doubt, Oisin, that's going to be huge motivation for those Niamh Connell players. And listen, it could be very dangerous for Gweedore, but as I said to you, this Gweedore team impressed me. The more I see them, they seem to be the most flexible team, Oisin, that they can change their game plan to suit the opposition. And listen, I'll go back to Eamon McGee. I thought today his game management on the field, off the game, was magnificent. So it was himself, Neil at the back, Eamon. He played Oisin from full forward around the middle to full back. He really is a real leader out there, and you can see. I think he'd make a great manager. You can see the management material in him.